The American poet Wallace Stevens once wrote that we live in the description of a place and not the place itself. One could say the same thing for places we travel to. In today's overly mediatized world, we go abroad with all too many images, descriptions, imagined sights and sounds already in our heads. For study abroad students who travel to immerse themselves into another culture as part of their undergraduate education, it is particularly important to acknowledge the power these previous representations hold. This article describes a pilot project that asked American study abroad students in Guanajuato, Mexico, to respond to the bombardment of images about this place by creating digital stories. During their first 3 weeks in Mexico, they created simple digital stories that captured interactions with local community members. As you will see, at the CIEE Study Center in Guanajuato, we are not digital artists, nor are we professional storytellers. Students and staff are cross-cultural junkies, anthropology and music majors, future psychologists, lawyers, teachers, and academics concerned with connecting with people across difference. Media scholar Henry Jenkins writes that anyone can be a media creator and thus participate and have a voice. This article tells the story of students and staff's first foray into the world of digital stories as a way to critically engage with place. What emerged in the 3 weeks we spent on this is a set of very humble, homemade stories that resist standardized imagery and take on the subject of sound as well. The stories that resulted are nothing like what is found in tourist media, current news reports, or even our own organizational study abroad catalogs. Rather, students' pilot stories highlight the intimate, the individual, and the ephemeral. The overall story they tell is one full of delightful gaps and happy disjunctions, centered on a local community and what its members can teach us. Together, the stories conspire to help students look and listen more carefully and to make the study abroad experience more critical and engaged. American writer Barry Lopez once wrote, "If I were now to visit another country, I would ask my local companion, before I ever saw a museum or library, to walk me in the country of his or her youth, to tell me the names of things, and how, traditionally, they have fitted together in a community." Our students, just beginning their semester abroad when these stories were created, did just that.